During its 30 years of existence, the Sacramento Jazz Jubilee has undergone significant change, including a renaming in the early 1990s. What was the Dixieland Jubilee became the Sacramento Jazz Jubilee, and along with the name change came the inclusion of another style of music, the blues.
I remember really well when they introduced blues to the Sacramento Jazz Jubilee because we were the only blues band there.
Mick Martin is the host of the Saturday Blues Party on the KXJZ stations and leader of one of Sacramento's most popular blues bands.
Mick Martin and the Blues Rockers was an experiment. And it was kind of there was a synchronicity to it because just the year before we had played the last Sacramento Blues Festival. And Roger Crum came up with the idea of, well, maybe we can try the blues out at the Jubilee. So we were the blues band. And it went over so well that the next year there were at least four bands.
Executive director of the Sacramento Traditional Jazz Society, Roger Crum, was onto something when he brought blues to the Jubilee. Dixieland fans embraced the change, welcoming electric guitars and Fender basses right alongside tubas and trombones. Mick Martin says that's because whether they're at the festival for jazz, blues, or the more recently added Zydeco or Latin styles, Jubilee audiences are true music lovers and great listeners.
At the Jubilee, you're there because people want to hear you play. So in that regard, it's a wonderland for a musician because they hang on every note. And when there were more blues bands added to this, all of us were just saying, these are the best crowds we've ever played to.
Tonight's broadcast on the KXJZ stations features one of the region's most versatile blues bands, Aaron King and the Imperials.
I have often said that if somebody was going to come to town and needed a band to back them up that could play any kind of blues, it was Aaron King and the Imperials. Aaron, for the fun of it, will play little Albert Collins here, a little Grant Green there. I mean, this is a guy who has done his homework in terms of the pantheon of guitar players. Even though the other influences are worked in, it's blues drenched.
One of the things that makes Aaron King and the Imperials so appealing to see and hear live is the interplay among band members. Keyboardist Frankie Maranzino, bassist Ben Thompson, and drummer Steve Lin have a special chemistry with their guitar-playing leader.
No matter who it is who's taking the forefront, whether you know it's Frankie on piano or Aaron on guitar, you're hearing everybody listening to each other and playing together. And that's a big thing in music. A lot of musicians, especially rock and roll musicians, don't listen. Blues and jazz musicians, if they're really good, will listen to where the guy is going and get there with him. And that's what happens with Aaron King and the Imperials, is that they are listening to each other. So if Aaron does something kind of interesting and maybe it's a little quote from something, then Ben will pick it up on the bass. And Frankie will pick it up on the piano, and Steve will kick it on the drums, and all of a sudden, they're going in a direction they didn't intend to go, but they all get back to the same place at the same time.
Aaron King and the Imperials will take the stage tonight at 10 here on the KXJZ Live broadcast. You can also catch the band in person tomorrow at 1 p.m. outside in the Grove at the Radisson Hotel. As for the general state of the blues at the Sacramento Jazz Jubilee, Mick Martin says its popularity just keeps growing, especially among those experiencing the music for the first time.
There is still a general misimpression that the blues is some old itinerant, you know, guy sitting there with a beat-up guitar singing about how bad his life is going. Whereas blues is the most high-spirited, energetic music that there is. Yeah, you can do a slow blues and sing Stormy Monday, but most of the time it's up and get yourself off the chair dancing music. And I think the more people realize that as they come to the Jazz Jubilee, the more the audiences are growing at the blues venues.